Welcome, everybody, to episode 18.
Oh my
looked
God.
It up. Episode 18. We're almost to 20 episodes. Episode 18 of Halfway to Heroes Campaign 2. Barry, what happened on episode 17?
I mean, I'm pretty sure all we did was just... Look, did we have the episode where we talk about being done with Uncle Snurkle or whatever and left?
That was two episodes ago, wasn't it? Last episode, actually, you know what? That may have been two episodes ago.
All right, so we talked about that then. That means all we did was went back on a trek to the castle.
Yeah, we're at the castle.
Something did happen. Yeah. Something did happen on that trek.
We got...
Oh, someone punted a fucking...
What?
I don't know how to get rid of that red line.
Oh, God, what is it?
What'd you hit, man?
Oh, what do you call it? A dwarf. Someone punted a dwarf from the sky.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they just like dropped him or whatever.
You guys pickpocketed him for like 20 gold or something.
Yeah, he was in pieces. Nice. I forgot. He like smashed on the ground.
Yeah, Barry was like, can I like
try to see if he was dead?
See cause of death? And I was like, dude, he is. It's an
exploded.
Yeah, and we decided to just say F that. And we just kept on going to the castle. I think we like brainstormed a little bit that it might have been. Didn't we say something like might have been the Illithid, like dropped them out of their spaceships?
Yeah, there was a couple ideas thrown around. Nothing too concrete because it's pretty bad.
Maybe a big giant catapult somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then we went back to the castle. And when we first got there, we noticed that. What's his name again?
Bruno.
Bruno, yeah, Bruno, like, kind of made the place his own and covered over our sign with his own sign. And he, like, took over multiple shop fronts for his stores, and he has, like... He
took over the castle, pretty much.
He's got, like, seven stores now.
He better be paying me taxes.
But, look, he had some really good shit besides rocks this time. And we all loaded up. We had how much gold did we have a piece? 2,000?
How did he go from rocks to all that in 20 days?
I mean, Bruno, man. Look, I only have 600 gold left, so I spent a lot of money.
I have 947 left.
And we got a lot of cool stuff.
I have 1850, boys.
Yeah. Dripped in by a lot.
I got 500 left. How much you guys
I got
have?
637.
I am the richest person.
I only bought one thing.
You bought a really expensive thing, buddy.
I haven't. Infinite loads of money.
I like the idea that Drip literally has zero concept of money.
Yeah, he gave all of us his money the first time he met us.
I'm going to give this all away, too.
Yeah, you guys bought a bunch of shit. You guys got a lot of walkie-talkies.
Oh, yeah. So we can start handing them out to people that are going to join our fight.
30 pairs or something.
Yeah.
One thing to note is you guys are currently on day 21 when you guys are about to disembark from the castle. So, I mean, that's something to keep track of.
And I believe we left off either debating or that we decided that we are going to head to the Illithid school and check it out before passing the butthole because it's too high level and going to seek out the vampires through the mountains.
Wait a second. So we're on episode 18?
18.
Episode 18.
Day 21.
And day 21. So this whole thing is going to be like 300 episodes.
Oh, yeah. Dude.
Well, minimum.
I think you guys are about to start adding a lot more days each time. Because look at the... If you look at the map... by the way, this map is in our Discord. We've tweeted it before. I think
what you're saying now.
Yeah, I think if you want to look at the map, yeah, you'll probably want to go to our Discord to find it. But you guys have been to very close places right now. You went to the Modrin and then the Mermaid Cove. Those are like the two closest places. And then now everything else is going to be a little bit more spread out. Obviously, our traveling, once you guys are traveling through mountains, that's obviously going to add additional time and days to your track.
And we can't use the mine cart because it can't go on craggly terrain.
Yeah. So like I'm feeling pretty good about my travel system. And so far, you guys have all rolled pretty good on the travel system, but we're still waiting for one really bad, really bad day.
Side note.
Maybe it's this one.
We are skipping the Spider Forest. Straight shot to the Illithid School. And yeah, I think that was it. We just planned out our next trip and loaded up on some goods and decided to chill out at the castle for a day.
Yeah. So the day passes because we've been traveling at night for Marcus's sake. Night comes around. It is now day 21 total. Night 21, I guess I should say. And we will head off from Thunderworks down to the abandoned Illithid school. So, because we are doing another travel system, can everybody roll me a survival check again, please?
Just one to get down there?
Yeah, it's just one, and then we add up everybody's, and then we use that to determine 14. How many miles you guys can go per day. We got a 14, a 7, a 6.
Wow. Cool.
16.
Oh, again, I think Ulrich has been carrying you all on survival checks. So that is going to be 37, 43 total. What's that going to get you?
I did throw my back out last Friday.
What if we... I have an idea. What if we had two factions start a war with each other and take the one that wins?
Oh, inside a civil war.
We can go, yeah, we could go talk to one of them, tell them the other one's talking shit, and then go to the other one and be like, hey, they're talking shit about you.
What benefit would that be instead of just recruiting both of them?
Well, we could do that, we could come back to them later.
Like the demons and the devils, they hate
each other. Another wrestling match.
We do need another wrestling match.
That's true. We can make them have a wrestling match.
This one could be to the death.
To decide.
So again, I think every time so far, you guys have been in the medium range, the medium encounter range for this, which means you guys get to travel 24 miles a day. So let's see. It looks like...
Yeah, but wait, I got the minecart and we're going down the hill. Does that change anything?
What does that do? Can you read the minecart again to me?
It is... A hand car travel, you have to pump it to make it go, but it generates its own temporary rails, can fit a party of five and their gear can fit on it. You could steer it, but it does not work well on craggy terrain without path. So it doesn't say it speeds anything up, but it's got to be faster than walking.
It sounds like it's more of being able to travel with like two people.
It says it can hold a party of five.
I know, but it sounds like it's more of like you have two people working and then can have the rest of the party resting and like take shifts.
Frank and Beans take up like one person. So
wait, are you trying to go down the hill in this thing?
Yeah, dude, we get extra
speed.
This
thing would tumble like a mofo.
Nah, dude, it makes its own rails. It's solid.
It makes rails?
It makes its own rails, like its own temporary rails. So we're not just like free flying there, you know, just...
Gotcha. I was going to say, you hit little rock in that thing. You're like a scooter on a rock.
Maybe,
you're flipping.
So maybe.
So it has these like little arms that come out and put tracks in front of itself?
I guess so.
That's what I picture.
It's got a backpack of tracks.
Since that's not supposed to do any kind of speed up, but I think it's going to be more of like a mechanical, like, you know, if somebody really need to rest for some reason, they can rest while the other people are like pretty much carrying them, right? Like they don't have to be actively walking. How about every time, because Marcus bought this item, Marcus will get an advantage on his survival check.
All right, do I have to use it right now? Well, I guess we'd use the highest one, right?
I mean, yeah, you'll want to use it every time.
Oh, yeah, I'll just
and just take again. The higher of the two.
All right, we'll keep the 14.
10, yeah.
I rolled a 10.
So, yeah, you guys are still in that medium range, which means that you all can make it. So it's 90 miles away from Thunderworks to the school, and you guys can go 24 miles a day. So it will take you guys 3.5 days to reach the school.
Thunderworks sounds like a cheap... like $5.99 a month gym that just opened up.
Welcome to Thunderworks.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and there's going to be stuff. I mean, there's going to be encounters that happen along the way, but I'm going to go ahead and put day 24 when reaching school. Maybe. That may change depending on which travel encounter I roll for you guys.
All right, then. Well, if you fellas are ready to go.
Mm-hmm. All right, I rolled a D26 on my D100. I guess I just rolled a 26 on my D100. So, as you guys start heading southeast towards this Illithid school, you know, it's not maybe 6-7 hours before you guys are able to leave the Everstorm, get away from that. And this whole area that you guys are walking and journeying over for the next 2, 3, 4 days, you guys haven't had a very varied travel sessions yet. You guys every time have pretty much been walking over these kind of plain, flat grasslands. Because you guys have been journeying through the same kind of area and kind of zigzagging up and down and back and forth. And this time's no different. A couple days go by uneventfully. But on the second night, while you guys are pumping your cart, you see up ahead of you a band of 5. They look like... I mean, they look like they're dressed like mercenaries. The one in front is definitely the biggest. It is a dragonborn. And they stand in front of the cart, and the dragonborn kind of raises his hand, and he's holding up a piece of paper.
Hang on, slow down, guys. I can't read that.
Drip, roll me a perception check.
Me?
Yes, Drip only, please.
What did I do? 10.
Let me roll. I'll roll, because honestly, I didn't have a fucking check in my mind, and a 10 is like right down the fucking, right down the baseline. So I'm going to roll D20 and see if you beat it or not.
Nope. You did not. Nope. Definitely not.
Yeah, I mean, it's a dragonborn. Now I do actually need to get everybody's position on this cart. Like, who's pumping it, who's in the front, who's towards the back.
I'm on the back end of the pump.
I'm on the other end of the pump.
You pumping it?
I'm pumping it, dude. It's dark time.
Marcus and Ulrich are pumping.
I thought he'd be resting in there.
Nah, it's nighttime.
No, it's nighttime.
Man.
It's nighttime. Okay, it's
rest. I'm good to go right now. I still have my big ass sombrero on too. It's flapping in the wind.
Just in case the sun decides to make a sneak attack.
I'm sitting right in the middle. I got my ball propped up on the end.
I hate how much you talk about that ball.
Can I cast Find Traps?
Where are you on the cart, Drip?
I don't know. I can't imagine this cart. Holds 5 people.
I guess my back is turned towards the dragonborn. Marcus would be facing him.
Yes.
I'm in the middle. I
picture that it has 2 of those motorcycle side carts welded onto either side.
Okay.
And you guys are sitting in the side carts. That's what I picture.
What are these things called? I'm trying to look it up, and I have no clue. I have no clue what this is called.
A mine cart?
Rail cart.
A mine cart. And it has the little X thing, and like you pump it like back and forth. Like
a teeter totter.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that picture that Dustin posted. That it's like a 4-seater.
4-seater. That's I don't know what else is going to be bigger than that.
And it's face to face, so there's actually 4 people pumping it.
All right, let's go with that. That's a lot better.
Okay, so is Drip? Wait,
if all 4 of us are pumping this thing, we should be hauling fucking ass.
Dude, yeah, this thing's badass. Look at this.
So the question is, who is in the back facing them, and who is in the front with their backs to them?
I'm in the front.
I'm in the back.
Me and Ulrich are on one side. I'm in back. He's in front. So his back's okay. to them.
And then I'll be in back on the other side, and Sean in front.
Okay, so Drip has his back to them. Okay.
Can we just like stick out swords on the front? Just keep pedaling?
Well, as you all are getting close, they're obviously like they're a decent way away. But when you guys do get closer, I think that's why Drip rolled such a bad perception check, because you know he's got his back to it, so he's probably just kind of glancing over his shoulder. You notice as you're getting closer and closer that those 2 that are in the back actually facing towards this band of mercenaries, you see that dragonborn in the front holding up the sheet of paper is actually holding up a wanted sign. And on it, you can just vaguely make out what looks like the shape and face of some kind of fish. And he's holding on and saying, he's like, halt. Hey, you all seen this fish? Have you seen this fish?
Fish.
Have you?
I'm going to look at the sound of that. I'm going to take my sombrero off and stick it on Drip's head.
I have a bag of beholding. Can I put Drip in my fish? In my bag?
Okay. None of those words made sense. I have a bag of beholding. Can I put Drip in my fish?
I have a bag of beholding. Can I put Drip, the fish, in my bag?
I believe he could, but he would not be able to breathe.
How about we just keep cranking? Just, act like we can't hear.
Look, just put that sombrero on. Put the sombrero on.
I got my ass hat on.
Look, all right, cut off a lock of your hair and put it above your lip like a mustache. And put the sombrero on.
I'm just going to look at him, shake my head no, and shrug and just keep on pumping.
Yeah. I mean, let's just entertain this, okay?
I think it'd be funny if we just keep pumping and roll through them.
Let me see that paper.
All right, so Mark is gonna try to slow down a little bit so he can.
Yeah, like just picture we're at like a crawling space, like pace right now.
And then what we do need to nail one thing that we got down for Drip, because I heard. Throw a mustache on him. I heard throw him in a portable hole. I mean, a bag of holding. I heard a couple
Drip
things.
Drip now has a sombrero and a mustache.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. But he's currently got his back to them, and that's the important thing. Because if he turns around, we might have to make some kind of check or something.
And let's I'm gonna call the Dragonborn over to the left side of the cart to me on the back.
Okay.
Side. That's what I said. Let me see that paper.
Yeah, he comes up to you and holds, and he gives you a sign that says wanted, and you didn't notice it before, but in the bottom right corner, you also see a drawing of beans, and it is for sure Drip in the painting.
Oh, God.
He's like, have you seen this fish? My boss is looking for him.
So we stopping?
Yeah, like we're stopping right now.
We legit stopping.
We're stopping.
Oh, boy.
Who's your boss?
Legs, slug boss legs.
And why is he after this fish?
Oh, why isn't he after the fish?
So, let's say hypothetically, I have seen this fish.
Have you seen the fish?
I'm saying hypothetically.
Have you?
Hypothetically, if I saw this fish, what kind of reward are we talking about?
Blink twice if you're okay. Do you need help?
No, what kind of reward are you offering?
Oh, there's no reward. I mean, I get paid if I find them. Nobody else does.
Well, then we haven't seen this fish. Sorry. And I'm going to hand up the paperback.
What if I gave you 10 gold if you did see the fish? Did you see the fish then?
I have a lot more gold than just 10 right now.
100 gold if you've seen the fish.
Sorry, buddy. It's going to be a lot more than that.
I seen a black void shark once.
You mind if I... Wait, what? Who are you? Oh, sorry. Jeez, I didn't even see... There's more people here.
Yes, this is... this is my buddy, Ulrich. This is
Nice to meet you, Ulrich. Nice
and to this meet you, here is our buddy, Dripardo.
What was that first part of that name?
Dripardo.
He looks at the paper. Looking for a fish named Drip. Are you... He's like looking at Drip. Drip's keeping his head down with the sombrero on.
No, see, look, that fish has nothing. This fish has a mustache. It's not him, clearly.
He does have a mustache, but maybe he grew it after.
Hang on. I'm going to send my familiar. He's going to sneak around the back of this cart and grab that paper out of his hand and go towards the woods.
I'm going to cast calm emotions on these guys.
What is it?
Okay.
Calm emotions.
Yeah. Calm them down, man.
I'm just going to sneeze and cast it.
Okay. So, Dustin, can you roll? I don't know what stats your familiar has, but could you roll a sleight of hand for it?
Roll a what?
A sleight of hand to try to steal it. It's got stats. I think it's all zeros, though, maybe.
No.
A seven.
Did you roll?
He's not trying to sneak. He's just going up and grabbing it.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, he can grab it.
He rips half of it out of his hand, probably.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just now it's just the top half, like nose up. And he takes it and runs off into the woods. And he looks at it, like, hey, well. And then he takes that half. And he turns slowly towards Drip, and he's like comparing the top half of the head that doesn't have the mustache on it.
Listen, 300 gold, and I'll tell you, I know where the fish is.
I'll give you the 300 after I get the fish.
Well, see, that's not gonna work because he's not here right now.
Then you gotta just come.
I can't travel back. I've already just came from there. Yeah, look, okay, look, I'll split the difference with you. 150 gold, and I'll tell you where he's at. I'll roll a persuasion check for this. I don't know
if you're telling the truth.
I am an honest man. I was a nobleman before I was turned into a vampire. You could trust me.
You are dressed pretty good.
Yeah, you see this? This
honestly, though, what did this guy do?
He stole from Slug Boss.
What did he steal?
Damn near everything.
Well, I'm telling you, I know where he's at. But you gotta
pay up. Just come on. Just be cool. Just tell me.
Look. Okay, listen. What exactly did he take?
Specifics, please.
Now, you tell me where he is.
Okay. Look, you put 100 gold in my hand and hold on to it, and I'll say where he's at, and then we'll do the swap right at the same time.
Gotta be honest, I've got 10 gold on me.
Well, that wasn't the deal you offered.
Well, I don't travel with a bunch of gold, Marcus.
Wait, what? Oh, wait, I introduced myself.
Yes, you did tell me.
I was going to say, how do you know my name?
You told me everybody's name. Ricardo. Okay, Pendle.
I'll take the 10 gold. Okay. So, tell me my hand. Ready? Here we go.
Tell me.
He may or may not be in a place.
No, not may or may not.
It rhymes with Mermaid Schmove. If you catch my drift. But he can't know that I tipped him off.
Thunderworks?
How did you get that from Mermaid Schmove? No, Mermaid Cove. I'm bad with rhymes. Mermaid Asmodan? Cove.
Was it?
No. Mermaid Cove. There's a black thing over the sea.
Yeah. I know where Mermaid Cove is. I just said it weird.
So you've heard of you've heard of the void then that's in there. He's on a mission for Uncle Snurkle trying to save the ocean from the void leaking.
Makes sense. He's inside the void. He would want to save the ocean.
Yes. He's a very good swimmer.
He is in the void right now. I overheard a conversation while I was having a milkshake and a steak burger at Uncle Snuggle's restaurant.
Okay. I'll give you the 10 gold. We got to go kill this fish real quick, though.
Thank you for all the information.
Nice to meet you, Pendle, Ulrich, Dripcardo, Marcus, little mouse guy and little... Wait, mouse guy. He looks back at the... thing, but now that the bottom half's ripped out, the mouse is gone. He's gone. Could have sworn. Oh, I don't know. All right.
Well, we're gonna carry on because we have a long journey. You have a good time. as we're rolling away, Drip, be like, "See you later." In your voice.
Farewell.
Sean, what is Drip? Where did... well, I know you mentioned that you lived in the sewers for a little bit, but you're the one that came up with the Slug Boss in Session Zero. hunting you down. In session zero, back a year ago, whenever it was, there's an angry slug boss hunting you down.
From the sewers?
I don't remember what sewers it was. Was it Thunderworks or was it in the Kuatoa homeland? So I don't remember exactly where these people are from that they're hunting you down, but they are definitely looking for you still.
Slug boss.
I remember
you said it. I don't know. So now there's a slug boss named. You guys want to see the art I picked for him?
Yeah, his name's Legs.
His name's Legs. Here's the.
I remember we were talking about a bunch of like sewers, like under the mountain. It's like a whole like city of sewers almost.
I think that's it. Yeah.
That might have been under Thunderworks.
But I mean, like, we're leaving the. Where are we at right now exactly?
We're still outside of here. Like outside of the spider forest.
Okay.
I'm going to reach over real quick and grab my sombrero back and put it on my head. And I'm going to say, listen, Drip.
But I glued that mustache on him, so it's on there for a while.
Yes, sir.
I believe you have some explaining to do here.
What is that?
Who were those guys and whose legs?
I have no idea.
Drip, by the way, you, after actually seeing them face to face, you couldn't quite see them with your 10 perception roll early on. You actually did recognize that Dragonborn. Their name is Dragonbait, and they are kind of like they're the hired muscle for Legs.
Oh, I just now got it. Legs, and he doesn't have any legs. He's a slug. That's pretty... Pretty funny.
Hey, hang on a second. I can't find this. I want to see this.
He does.
No way Dustin said that.
Hang on. Where did you post this at?
It took me a bit.
What did you post this in general?
I sent it to you guys in our like group DM chat thing in Discord. I'm sweating. Ugh, fuck.
This guy looks so happy. Okay, like the nicest.
I know,
slug.
But he's a mean motherfucker though. Don't cross swords to me.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
After that, and after you guys get past Dragonbait and the other mercenaries, you do have a rather peaceful journey the rest of the way to the school. Make camp another night. Wake up, or another day, camp out, and then the next night you all start to head over, and you think that you're pretty close to the school by now. Around, geez, I'm trying to think, like, nighttime, I guess you guys would be waking up at, like, 10 at night, traveling to, like, 6 in the morning, I guess? I never really thought of, like, what hours, but we'll say around 3 in the morning. You all start to see these lights in the distance. It looks like a soft white, fluorescent white glow coming up from the ground. And as you start to get closer and closer, and it's probably about a mile away or so, you start to realize that it's like a big dip in the ground, it's like a bowl, kind of like a crater, but not like something smashed into the earth and made this crater. It's like a natural crater in Severed Key. And the light's coming from up out of that bowl. So you can just kind of see this bright light on the horizon as you get closer and closer until you're finally at the edge and you can look down and you see this squat rectangular building. You see the lights that are kind of posted around the perimeter and lights inside of the school giving off this dull glow that you saw from a couple miles away. It looks somewhere between either fluorescent lights, like in an office building, or like neon lights. They don't look like any kind of lights that your characters have ever seen before. Some of them are flickering. Some of them are actually completely burned out. Like you can see a couple lampposts that are just out. Unlike what you thought you were going to see when you came in here, which would be an abandoned school, I mean, the lights are still on. And you guys are at the top of this bowl, so we'll say that the school is like 2 miles away. Yeah, we'll say 2 miles away. We'll say it's a pretty big bowl, and the school is like 2 miles into the center of this, like, I guess, 4 mile diameter bowl.
So, I thought this place was supposed to be abandoned. This doesn't look very abandoned to me.
Squatters, man. Squatters.
Why would they keep the electricity on if it's abandoned?
Maybe someone forgot to turn the switch off.
They're ill if they don't pay for electricity.
Isn't it all solar power? It just comes on at night.
Do you see solar panels?
Let me perception that. Hang on.
Okay, do you motherfuckers know what solar panels are?
wait.
Yeah.
What is... All right, look, so do we just go in? Do you wanna go knock on the door, or do you wanna just like break in, or
I say we go in hot.
Look at this bowl. This would be perfect to throw down some rail car tracks and just ride it in.
I feel like if it's abandoned, I don't think it's any like threat walking into it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but we could ride into it.
Ride into it with style. I'm with you.
Yeah, let me
tie my sombrero on because it might fly off.
Yeah, I would definitely do that.
I'm going to start jingling my spurs.
Well, I don't think the Illithid are going to be afraid of spurs.
They're going to be scared of him, right, when we go in there?
They make
is
a check.
Is this a town? It's
it is supposed to be a town. Yeah, I don't know.
Johnny, we'll they're going to be afraid.
We're gonna do that. We'll figure out how we're going to do that.
Let's spook them, boys.
All right, so we're just going to... I picture this being like the edge of the bowl is like straight down. So we just like... right on down.
Yeah, it's like a Jackass stunt. Like... I'm Marcus, and welcome to Jackass. You fucking ramp down the bowl. You guys are hurtling towards this school. Once you're getting closer and closer to it, you realize that outside of the school, there's like what is very obviously like the main entrance to the school. You get closer and closer, and now you're probably about maybe a quarter mile away. Man, I'm so bad with distances. It's so fucking hard. Let's say a quarter mile away. I think you can see a person a quarter mile away, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah.
Okay, so my glasses on.
So I'm picturing like a track and field track, right? That track is a quarter mile. So if you unraveled it, yeah, you could see a person. We'll say that about a quarter mile away as you guys are kind of leveling out a little bit from your descent, and now you're kind of on more flat terrain. You can see that at the entrance of the school, you see what looks like it doesn't look unlike Bruno, you know, shape and stature. It looks like the shape and stature of a bugbear. And then next to that, dwarfing that bugbear, you see the unmistakable shape and statue of a large giant ogre. And they're kind of like standing erect, pardon my funny wiener language, just kind of shoulder to shoulder, like abreast from the door. They're like unmoving sentries at the door.
Like, do they look at us and acknowledge us coming?
No, I think you guys are able to see them from far enough away that you guys could probably, like, you know, get a gauge on them before they get a beat on you.
All right, well, look, Ulrich already caught it. We're just going in hot.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just go right up to him.
You're darn tootin'.
We still pumping?
Yeah, you guys keep on pumping. Ride this mine cart right up to the door to this bugbear and to this ogre. And everybody roll me an insight check as you stop pumping and get to the entrance of the school.
Not a, plus four.
Yeah, I think an insight check is the way to go.
Boom, 21.
Oh my god, dude, I rolled a six.
Whoa, and a six, roll. Six. Okay, so we got a 12, 21, 6, 6. Okay, so Pendle. Everybody else seems like they're just fine. They're going up to these, this bugbear and this ogre. Pendle, you're the only one that realizes that they don't look quite right. They look like they, like their eyes are kind of glossed over, kind of like foggy looking. Like their eyes are straight white. And above that, you notice that the ogre has some wounds that should be bleeding that aren't bleeding that would definitely be fatal. And yet this ogre is still standing.
Guys, something not right. I think these guys are high or something.
The bugbear just says, halt, stop.
Can I do a history check?
They look like zombies too, man.
I don't think history would be it. I think after Pendle points that...
Like a nature, maybe?
I think after Pendle points that out, you could probably do a medicine or arcana. I think those are the only two that could really work. But the bugbear is trying to talk. He's just like, stop. Hey, you, stop. Please stop. Just stop. Stop.
Yes?
What are you doing here? You gotta leave.
What are you doing here, man?
Yeah, this place was supposed to be abandoned.
It is. Just leave.
So,
we're trying to keep it abandoned. Here?
Yeah, but we wanted to just check it out a little bit, you know.
No, it's abandoned, and we want to keep it abandoned. So you need to leave.
I'm gonna. Can I cast suggestion on him?
Can you read? I'm gonna look up. You read it.
And you suggest a course of activity limited to a sentence or two, and magically influence a creature you can see within range that can hear and understand you. The suggestion must be worded in such a manner as to make the course of action sound reasonable. Like I can't ask it to stab itself or throw a spear or anything like that. And they have to make a wisdom saving throw. And if it fails, it has to pursue the course of action described to the best of its ability.
Yeah, go ahead and do that. I'm trying to look for a way that they wouldn't need to do this, and I don't see anything. So what would you suggest to them?
Tell him he's got crazy diarrhea. He's got to go poop for a while.
I cast it to the ogre.
And I say, can you only do one person?
I don't know. I don't know if you can do both of them. It doesn't say. It says the target, so I'm imagining one person.
Yeah, okay.
So he's a lot bigger and more intimidating, and I'm going to suggest you're going to let us into the school just to look around a little bit, and then we're going to leave peacefully, and you're going to convince your friend to go along with it as well.
I thought it was supposed to be like a short sentence.
What's the saving throw on that?
A 12. A wisdom saving throw of 12. Oh, fuck.
It rolled a 17 with a minus 2.
And it still rolled a 15.
It looks over at the bugbear and it just shrugs.
Damn it.
I'm going to try something.
Okay.
I can only do it once per long rest, too, so that failed.
Shoot.
I have calm emotions, which is kind of the same thing.
I'm going to go up to the ogre. I'm like, look, fucking blow your mind right now. Will you let us in?
What? Wait, what was...
If I can blow your mind right now, will you let us into school?
It almost is a 100% mirror of what it just did. It again looks at the bugbear and just shrugs. And then looks back at you. You don't know if he agrees or not.
Are you going to do that thumb trick?
I'm going to ask the bugbear. Hey, man. If I can blow your mind too, will you let us into school?
We can't let anybody in. We're abandoning the school.
We just want to check it out. We're not going to stay here. We just want to go in, look around, come out, get out.
We're just spelunkers. We're just spelunking in there.
Spelunking is for caves. This isn't a cave. You know what? If you blow Terry's mind, I don't know. Terry's the boss. I just am the tall
guy. Where's Jerry at?
Jerry's not here. Jerry's on Tuesdays.
If that fails, I'm going to try something else. Try and blow his mind first.
All right. trying to blow his mind, which is definitely a D&D mechanic.
I'm going to blow y'all's mind. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
Slash roll blow.
What if mind. I told you I have a donkey inside my hat right now?
The ogre is going to look at you and shake its head.
A full-blown donkey.
That would blow my mind.
It would blow my mind, too.
The bugbear is going to... No, it's a hat. There's no donkey in there. Jerry's right.
His name is Phyllis. His name is Phyllis. He's an asshole. But Phyllis, I'm going to shake my hat and a donkey's going to fall out.
Oh, his name's Romulus.
Well, you better catch him, man.
Romulus or Phyllis?
Phyllis.
Phyllis, okay.
Phyllis Romulus.
I don't know. In that magic hat, I think it's Romulus.
If he's right.
We forgot his name.
If he's right and he proves it to you, you let us in the school.
There's not a donkey. Are you all... What are you talking... There's no donkey in there.
If...
Agree.
It's a hat.
Listen, man. If there is Jerry, a donkey...
Jerry, do you hear this?
Terry.
Terry.
Jerry.
Jerry's Jerry. On Tuesdays. I forgot. Terry, do you hear this?
Jerry.
I'm sorry I just called you Jerry. I really do apologize for that, Terry. That is the fourth time today. I'm sorry.
Oh, is Barry around? He's our buddy.
Barry Bones?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, we actually sent him away from
you know
the school.
What? His name is Romulus.
Whose name is Romulus? My name's not Romulus. My name is...
My donkey. Okay. His middle name is Phyllis. He goes by Romulus Phyllis Eckenberg III.
You didn't ask my name. My name's Gary. What's your name? What's that? Can I get everybody's name just so I'm not like calling you?
I'm Marcus.
Marcus.
I'm Ulrich Sir Lipton-Stein.
I'll call you Ulrich.
I'm Pendle. Just Pendle.
Pendle. Pendle. Just Pendle.
Okay. He's got a nice shiny ball.
Yeah. I see it. I can't keep my eyes off
it. It's very big.
You want to touch it?
No, I don't.
Nobody touches it.
Does Drip still have the fake mustache glued to his lip?
I think so.
It's glued, man. It's glued.
And you are?
This is Drip Cardo.
Drip Cardo.
That's
right. Okay. Yes, now we got everyone's names. I'm Gary. This is Terry. Jerry works Tuesdays. Which is in about 2 hours, so...
And Barry's no longer here.
And Barry got sent away to the...
graveyard.
Yeah.
Barry. Are you guys ready for this?
Yeah, sure. Yeah,
wait, you didn't agree. Wait a minute. What? If he's right, you let us
into
school.
There's not a donkey in there. It's a hat.
Just shake on it. If he's right, we go into school.
Yes, we need some assurances.
But what if he's wrong? What do I get if he's wrong?
Then we just leave, and we leave you alone.
We just leave, like you wanted us to.
No, if you're wrong, I get.
I'll give you a foot rub. No, I'll give you a foot rub.
I'll give you my sword too.
Okay, then I get. Right,
no, look, you can have Drip Cardo. You could take him if he's wrong.
Okay,
that's what he wanted was Drip. He's not wrong.
I mean, we're gonna eat him. You guys know that, right?
That's fine, but okay. I'm just telling you, that's the deal. If he's got a donkey, you let us in the school. Drip Carter steaks with us.
I'm gonna whisper the weirdest deal I've ever made. I'm gonna whisper to Terry. I've been wanting to eat them this whole time.
I'm gonna hold my hand up.
I know he looks delicious.
Now let's shake on it.
Yeah, let's shake on it. Yeah, I'm about to eat some fish.
All right.
We just shook on it.
A lot of fish sticks. A lot of fish sticks.
I take my wide brim straw hat off of my hat or off of my head. I shake the shit out of it, and out falls.
Don't you have to say the word? Isn't there a special word?
Oh, donkey. And out pops Romulus, the world's tallest living donkey.
Terry clutches at his chest.
Oh, he's having a heart attack. He's having a heart attack.
Did we get the ogre? No. Wait. Who's Terry's the ogre? Okay, yeah. Terry clutches chest, falls over. Gary,
fucking heart attack,
is looking in shock and looks over at Terry. He's like, I don't even know how he had a heart attack. He was dead. He's not even alive. He's an undead. He doesn't even have a heart. Why he clutched this?
So you guys are zombies?
Yeah, we're totally zombies. Like, what are you doing? Oh my god, where'd that donkey come from?
Do we know that this is a school for illithid? Like, it used to be for the illithid? Okay. Okay. I just wanted to make that.
Romulus weighs 1,300 pounds and is 68 inches tall. He's a fighting donkey.
He got boxing gloves. You gotta have boxing gloves on his hoofs. I'm gonna pat Gary on the shoulder and be like, "Try to tell you, bud." I'll be going inside now.
Hello, everybody. It is your Dungeon Master, Adam DeWeese here. Thank you all for checking out episode 18 of Halfway to Heroes, almost up to 20 on campaign 2. Very exciting. Thank you all for getting this far in this campaign. And a special thank you to all of our current patrons. Thank you so much, Tiana H., Hot Ketchup, Lawful Stupid Podcast, Bradley M., Christian S., Danny T., Ken H., Zoltar Caster, Cole M., Dylan S. E. Farty McFry, Drew Rundu, Michael V. Mosey, Patrick C. PDF, Rachel A.K. Dragonbait, and Sunny F. You can head over to patreon.com/majesticgoose if you want to support this show and all the other shows on the Majestic Goose Network for as low as $1 a month. Get some cool bonus content while you're at it. Also, check out GooseCon 2022 if you have not yet. It is going to be the network's first ever convention. We are going to probably be having some kind of live show or panel or something for Halfway to Heroes there. And that is going to be September 30th to October 2nd in Cincinnati, Ohio at the Duke Energy Convention Center. You can grab your badge at tabletop.events and search for GooseCon. Or just search for GooseCon 2022 and click the link in on that page. If you haven't left us a 5-star rating review yet, please do. Those really help us a ton and only take you a few seconds. Same with all the other shows on the network. If you haven't checked out the other ones, you could check out One Shot Onslaught or Eclipse. Storytime with Silas is going to be coming back soon. So if you haven't listened to last year's 4 stories, please do. Storytime with Silas is our annual October only weekly podcast where we record original horror stories, and they are all amazing, if I do say so myself. And I wrote one last year and I'm writing one for this year, so check it out. Join our Discord if you haven't yet, bit.ly/halfwaytodiscord. Hang out with us there. Follow us on Twitch, twitch.tv/majesticgoosenetwork. We have tons of shows on that Twitch and we're adding more all the time. It is an amazing Twitch channel to follow. My wife and I also have a separate Twitch channel that is just for us playing video games. That is twitch.tv/these_DeWeese. mostly playing Dead by Daylight these days, but we play quite a few different games as well. And again, just thank you all for listening. Hope you all are having a fun time with this campaign. And I will talk to you all in 2 weeks. Bye, everybody.
Who did you copy and paste those ghosts, or did somebody draw those?
I did the ghost, yeah.
I was going to say that. Yeah, way
I drew
too
one.
Perfect.
I don't know how I did that. I copied one and pasted it.
I drew that willow tree.
Yeah, that's good very good, tree. Johnny. That's good.
All right, no, all right. No, no, yeah,
too late now.
Now we can't too talk about
the willow tree with the fish in it. It's beautiful.
And the fish. Wow,
that's it's
here we go.
Beautiful.
That's a fish.
It's beautiful. Okay. Look.
A Majestic Goose Podcast.
Honk.